In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel this morning tells the parable that our Lord shared with those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And it's no accident that our Lord tells this parable in the context of him teaching about prayer. More specifically, it comes right after he tells of his second coming. For in that time, it will be like in the days of Noah. They will be eating and drinking and be merry. But then Noah was shut up in the ark and all were destroyed. And this is actually a lot like our own time. We all live in between our Lord's first coming, his life, his death, his resurrection, and glorious ascension, and his second coming in glory. We all live this day, some point in between our baptism and our own particular judgment, our death. We do not know the hour when the Lord comes. So he teaches us to continue in prayer, to be watchful, to be careful, to be alert and sober-minded, to stay with a posture of humility before the Lord. And the first parable he tells us is that of the persistent widow. She lives in a land where there is a judge who loves neither God nor man. And she comes day after day pleading, "Judge, would you deliver me from my enemy? Judge, would you avenge my adversary? Please, judge, would you have mercy on me?" And this judge, even if he loves neither God nor man, will at some point, just simply because he doesn't want to hear it anymore, have mercy and give the woman what she is asking for. And if that's what a wicked judge is like, how much more your Father in heaven, who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, who retaineth not his anger forever, but delights to show mercy, how much more will he come quickly to hear your prayer and to show mercy? Friends, our call is to continue in prayer, to continue to call out to God for mercy with a humble heart. He longs to draw near to you and to deliver you from your enemies. And the question that this parable closes with is, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? This is the question that our gospel parable this morning is answering. And in a few moments, we will call out together, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We will together announce the coming of our Lord, his presence in the blessed sacrament of his body and blood. And the question being asked as we announce his coming is that when he comes, when the one who comes in the name of the Lord, will he find faith in this place? Will he find a posture of humility? To answer this question, our Lord teaches a parable. To those which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. We're told that two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. And that's quite a picture. One who prays thus with himself. And he says, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. The prayer says, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I thank you that I am good and have done well. I've come to give you a report on my good deeds and to receive what is mine. I've come trusting in my own righteousness. Thank you that I am not the problem like these other people. And then the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The publican does not see himself as worthy to even look upon God's throne, cannot even imagine himself turning his face up towards heaven because of what he has done. He has only to call out for mercy. And so we're told at the end of this parable that the publican goes home justified, and the other does not. For he who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. The great John Chrysostom, the golden-tongued preacher of the 4th century, gives us an image that I think perfectly conveys the message of this parable. He tells us to picture that there are 2 chariots, and in each of those chariots, there are 2 charioteers or 2 drivers. In one of the chariots, you have righteousness or righteous deeds and pride driving together. And in the other chariot, you have sinful deeds or sin and humility driving together. And this parable teaches us that the chariot with sin and humility wins the race every time. It reaches its end. It moves towards heaven. Notice the weight of pride, even when joined with righteous deeds, it drags you down in judgment. Notice the life and the swiftness of humility that even when joined with sin is able to reach and move towards God. And our desire should not be to live lives of sin and yet with a posture of humility. For if humility reaches heaven, even with sinful deeds, how much more quickly will it move towards God with righteous deeds? How much more will it long to embrace its Lord and King? And if pride is able to drag down even righteous deeds, how much more quickly and how much more destructively will it bring down when it's married with sin? I think our Lord reminds us of this parable this morning because of how easy it is for us who have been called to continue in prayer, to continue running the race set before us. It is easy for us, week after week, day after day, to show up and in prayer, begin to think, thank God I'm good. Thank God I'm better than those who do not do what I'm doing. Thank God I'm one of the good ones who's kept the fight and has continued as the Lord commanded. Thank God I am not like those other people who are sinners. And if that's where we are, and that's where I am more often than I'd like to admit, that's where we are before the Lord, we've closed ourselves off from a posture of humility. We've ended our prayer before we've ever said the one thing necessary. God, would you have mercy on me, a sinner. Friends, I invite you to come this morning and to ask God to do what only He can do, to shape you by His love and mercy for the coming of your King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.